Landon! The voice near her elbow startled her. Linda Kincaid stepped up beside her wearing a white bucket hat that gleamed in the sunlight. Patches of sunscreen that she hadn't completely rubbed in blotched her fair complexion. I need a word.
What's up?
Hands on hips, Landon studied his mother.
Caleb left a message for us at the Service Creek store. His radiator blew up, and he's stranded 20 miles outside of Condon.
Perfect. Just perfect.
Landon shook his head.
He was going to do the first shuttle for me.
What do you mean, the first shuttle?
Linda asked.
I have to make two trips down today. The Hendersons are coming in late from Pendleton.
Not again. You're going to have to tell them no next year.
Crud,
he mumbled under his breath while he scanned the crowded ramp area and the upper parking lot. Then his gaze lowered to Natalie's 5'5 frame.
I need you to do me a favor.
Me? She frowned.
Please, not me.
Beneath his flat-billed hat, his face glistened with sweat.
I need you to drive my rig down to the takeout.
A knot formed in her gut.
No way. I've never driven a boat and trailer before.
Truck and trailer, Linda corrected. Just give yourself plenty of room and make slow, wide turns. You'll be fine. Landon said.
Her stomach made a slow, wide turn.
But...
Now, you're going to go way up to the top here.
He pointed toward the road.
And take a left.
He was serious.
You'll go about 10 miles, and then take a left on Roe Creek Road. You'll follow that for quite a ways until you come to a stop sign.
I better write this down. I'm never going to remember.
Just listen.
Ugh. The man didn't even like stopping to give directions.
You grew up coming here. I didn't. Near her hip, she unzipped her purse and pulled out her little notepad and pen. Then she wrote down, left at the top. Go 10 miles. Take a left and drive a ways.
Looking up, she met his steel blue eyes. It would serve him right if she just kept on driving home to Portland.
Once you reach the stop sign, you're going to take a left onto Twickenham Road.
Left on Twickenham.
She jotted down the name.
Then take a left right before the bridge.
Right before the bridge. She nodded, jotting it down.
A left right before the bridge, Linda corrected.
Oh. Natalie scratched the R and wrote an L, circling it. She had to show up at the takeout, or she'd never get her final paycheck.
Landon Kincaid, I hope you have insurance, someone yelled.
Natalie turned to see a stocky middle-aged man slam the door of a black car in the upper parking area.
You should have told me this was dirt parking. If anything happens to my Mercedes, I'm suing.
Please don't tell me George Parker brought his Mercedes,
Landon mumbled.
Yours truly, said his mother.
Even Natalie had heard of George, their most important client.
Perfect. Just perfect.
Landon's dull gaze returned to Natalie.
After you take a left, there'll be a gate. After you go through the gate, you're going to drive for several miles. You'll come over a rise, and then you'll see the Schmidt's place, a big meadow next to the river. The takeout. There'll be a fence there, too.
A gate and a fence. Natalie blinked.
What was the name of?
Landon,
one of the guys yelled from the water's edge.
There's a leak in this raft. It's blowing air. There's a patch kit around here somewhere.
He made his way through the crowd.
What's the name of the first road?
Natalie said to his back.
Oh, what is it?
You take a left.
Linda clenched her fist, trying to remember.
You'll go about 10 miles.
She pointed toward the road and swung her arm left.
And it's on your left.
Okay. Natalie tucked her pen inside her purse. If she had any problems, she'd just call.